Welcome. I'm your host, Andrea Maximo, and you are listening to the Electric Feminine Podcast.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to season 5 of the Electric Feminine. I cannot believe it's already been 5 seasons. I don't know how we got here. I do. We press record and there it goes. So I'm super excited to have this season start and bring you some of these extraordinary women that we have lined up for you. What is the theme for this season? You know, I don't know if I necessarily pick a theme. I know that I just get inspired. And when I connect with someone and they're doing something that I think is interesting and worth bringing on the show for you all to learn from, that's pretty much what I follow. But, I'm going to just kind of touch on each person that's coming on just to give you a little bit of an update or a preview, of what is to come. So one of the first people we're going to have on the show is Nurjahan Bolden. And Nurjahan, as a new friend of mine from TikTok, as many of these guests are going to be from TikTok. I don't know if y'all know, if you're not on it, totally understandable, but there are extraordinary creators on this app that I don't think I would have found on Instagram. And TikTok has just, you know, for whatever reason, the Clock app has put these people in my path, and I am really grateful for them. They're each one of them bringing something so incredible to the world. But Nurjahan is a belly dancer, and she had a very traumatic experience being shot at a club or at a party. And her journey back from that trauma, was helped by movement and by the power of women coming together and laying hands on her. And she'll tell you the story, and I'm going to allow her to tell the story on the show, but it was touching. And I think she and I connected initially. I believe it was maybe she had brought it up when she was listening to me describe, possibly on one of my TikTok lives or in a video, the experience that I've had with pure movement or sensual movement, whether it be in my former studio or since I've been teaching it in my own style, of women coming together and holding space for each other as each one of us has our moment to dance. And this happens later on in pure movement when you've been dancing with me for a while. We don't necessarily do this right out the gate with new people, but when you've been with me for a little bit, we do give each woman an opportunity to come into the circle and express herself. And we all clap and we scream and we cheer for her. And, you know, the beautiful thing about it is that we're cheering for her in a way that's going to be very different than if she were dancing in front of a room full of men. We're cheering for her boldness. We're cheering for her beauty in places that she may not even realize are beautiful, from the, you know, the way her ankle drags across the other ankle, the way she lets her hand drift down her face. We're cheering for her bravery. We're cheering for her, you know, total reclamation of her sensuality and sexuality without apology. So it's going to be a different thing. And that experience is really fucking unmatched, which is why I am so desperate to get back to doing things in person with you all. But Nurjahan did have that very similar experience, and she contributes that experience to be a huge component to what helped her heal from the trauma and the guilt that she felt, and all the, you know, the things that she was experiencing after her shooting. We have Aja Fire coming on, and Aja is Nurtured by Nature on TikTok. That is the name, I believe, of her company as well. Aja is a healer, and I saw one of Aja's videos where she was holding another woman who was sobbing, like just guttural, deep, releasing sobs. And Aja was just holding her and rubbing her back and letting her, you know, move through those emotions as she held her safely. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I knew there was something important in this woman's work. And as it turns out, again, she'll tell her story, but Aja had, you know, some serious battles with disease and was really finding, you know, not happy with how medicine was being handled, or how her treatment was being handled in the more kind of Western tradition medicine. And she does not slight medicine at all, but she just, you know, is very open to the fact that there are many ways to heal. So she chose to return back to more natural ways, to ancient ways of healing, and really put herself on a journey to do that, and now is able to bring that to her clients, her knowledge and her experience that she learned. So, you know, I'm thrilled that Aja's on. I'm thrilled that she's on, you know, and really speaking to helping Black women and the Black community in particular, where I think, and you've maybe heard me mention this before, we've spoken about it on other episodes, that there is a need. All women need healing. Yes, we know this, but this show is about being very honest about the feelings of everyone. And Black women in particular have had to deal with the trope of the strong Black woman. And, you know, some people will say, you know, well, isn't that great to be called strong? Not if that's all people think you are. That really leaves very little space for vulnerability or for you to be soft, because it's not what's expected of you. And you don't even know if you can be that, because you have to, you know, be very much in your outer masculine energy, you know, to kind of work with this world as a Black woman. So, you know, Aja is creating a space for women, for men too, because she heals men too, to come in and release that need to be strong. And in doing so, allow themselves to cry, to be vulnerable, things that aren't often, you know, celebrated or condoned, you know, for a lot of people. But I know in the Black community in particular, Black men crying is not something that you see. It's not something that is celebrated or even, you know, encouraged. So this is important work that she's doing. And I'm excited to have her on the show. Chantal Hyde is coming on the show, and Chantal is Canada's number one dating coach and relationship coach. Chantal has written 13 books, y'all, 13 books. I'm over here going, can I write one? She's written 13 books on relationships and dating. Chantal was a stripper for about 20 years. And in her time of working the clubs, she really, really honed. And I don't know if y'all know this, if you've never been to a strip club, these women, much like your hairdresser, your bartenders, anybody in the service industry can attest to, they become like therapists. And, you know, she really got to help a lot of people, just from having conversations from people. And she even met her husband, who was once a client, and now her partner for 17 years, at, you know, while she was working. And it was such an interesting conversation with Chantal to hear about, you know, how that perspective of being a dancer, allowed her to kind of really see, you know, the dynamics between men and women, and even save a few marriages, she even said. So I thought this was great. This is a really great conversation, and her energy is just absolutely gorgeous. She's delicious, really fun, and had some really great things to say about dating, which, you know, I haven't dated in 21 years. You know, I've been married for 21 years, and the things I hear from my girlfriends, my friends that are, you know, still that are dating and trying to find that person and working with these apps, it's, the apps are really crazy. And, you know, some of the shenanigans that these guys are up to with the catfishing and the, and I'm not saying women aren't doing that, but we're talking about women dating on this show. So, you know, it's not great. It doesn't sound fun. It sounds pretty horrific. Not that dating, I think, was ever easy, but it definitely doesn't sound like it's improved in any way. And Chantal had some really important things to say about self-worth and about some of the, you know, the rules that she feels are important for women to understand, boundaries, if you will, about, you know, dating and how to really kind of suss out the dudes that are not really down for a relationship and just, you know, down to fuck kind of thing. So I needed you when I was 20, Chantal, because Lord knows I did not know what the fuck I was doing. If that's the case, I definitely was trying to find, you know, the right love, but not valuing who I was. So I'm thrilled for you to hear Chantal. Whitney Miller is coming on the show, also known as BDE Moves, Big Dick Energy Moves. The Yoni Yoda is another nickname one of her followers gives her. Whitney is a intimacy coach. She is a sex educator, a pleasure coach. She really is a wealth of knowledge. Like, you can tell her brain is just a sponge. She has so much information about the body, about sexuality, you know, about, you know, technique, about all different types of things to do with ourselves and our sexual energy and how to use it and, you know, how to be intimate with somebody else. And I really loved our conversation and what she had to say. And, you know, her TikToks are incredibly informative. They really have, you know, taught me a lot, just a little bit about, you know, belly breathing we're going to talk about and how that can shift an orgasm for you. We talked about orgasms and, you know, the fact that it's not necessarily the crown jewel of the moment, which is not something that I ever was, you know, not that I was taught anything about orgasms at all, but it's not something that I came to know. I always assumed that, you know, orgasms was probably the ultimate, you know, thing that we were searching for when we were having sex. And seeing as I didn't orgasm at all for years before marrying my husband, you know, dating, what have you, I just assumed I couldn't. You know, it was just, you know, I'd heard some women just have a hard time doing it, so they just don't. So I just assumed I was that person, not recognizing that there was so much more to it than that. And I just didn't really have partners that were interested enough to try to, or the ones that were, I just would like, don't bother, it's going to take too long, you know, really just assuming that I was the problem, essentially. So Whitney's work and, you know, other sex educators and pleasure coaches that are doing this work, I think are incredibly important, you know, to everybody, but in this instance, again, to women, because we don't get a lot of information about our sexuality. We don't get a lot of, you know, information around orgasms, you know, what it is, how do we know we're having one? How do we make one happen for ourselves? You know, including self-pleasuring, we're going to definitely talk about that. So Whitney, Whitney was amazing and just definitely enlightened so many corners of sexuality for me. I'm super excited to have Jasmine Alicia Carter on. Now, Jasmine, I actually found on IG maybe about a year ago. She had this beautiful artwork displayed on her IG, and it turns out that she was using her menses blood to paint with it. So this, I stumbled upon her right at about the time that I was really trying to reconnect with my menstrual cycle after years of just hating it, basically, and hating, you know, the mess of it and, you know, the cramping and just how, you know, out of it I felt, and thinking of it more of a curse than a blessing. I have, of course, changed my tune since then, after working with my womb priestess, Raven, who's been on the show, really, you know, recognizing and reading about it, but recognizing it as this incredibly beautiful thing that our body is able to do and what it creates from that blood. And just even all the ways that blood can be used, whether it's free bleeding into the ground, into your soil of your plants. And now in this instance, you know, celebrating and acknowledging the beauty of our blood by painting with it. So we're going to have Jasmine on there to talk about that. And then last, we are going to have Capri on, which I cannot wait. Capri Campo is she was a coach. She is not necessarily a coach right now, but she represents a big voice to me for the bisexual community on TikTok. She has amazing videos, just really breaking down bisexuality for women. You know, what it means, what it doesn't necessarily mean. You know, I think breaking down some of the stereotypes and the misconceptions around what determines whether or not you're bisexual or not. And again, incredibly informative information. You know, she's beautiful with how she delivers it, and it makes it just kind of, you know, it normalizes a conversation that I think, you know, many women maybe have felt these things, and I'm sure men have as well, but, you know, I think a lot of women may have felt these things and just not know what to do with these thoughts or these ideas and what did they mean. So, you know, if you're someone who has ever thought about that and wondered, you know, am I bisexual, then tune in, because I think Capri would have a lot to share with you. There's actually one more person coming on the show. Her name is Henika Patel. And I found Henika about 2 years ago, maybe about a year ago, on IG. And she is a yoga teacher and teaches Tantra. She is very much an important piece to me as I have, you know, been studying kind of loosely, looking at Tantra and trying to understand it and, you know, having dabbled in it a little bit here with former teachers. What caught my attention about Hanneke was just her, first of all, her determination to really bring Indian teachers to the forefront of Tantra, of yoga, you know, the different aspects of yoga because of how much we've, you know, westernized it and yes, whitewashed it. And, you know, she is one of those teachers who's like, this is something that is, you know, we understand this on another level. It's something she's, you know, she's learned since she was a child and really, I think really has a beautiful view on how to share it. So I'm excited to have her on to talk a little bit about Tantra and to explain what it is and how do we use it and, you know, where do we study it and what is the point of it? Is it really just about sex or is there more to it? And if you know, you know. So we can't wait to have Hanneke on as well. This is going to be a great season, y'all. I am thrilled and I am thanking you always for your continued support of the podcast, for sharing it, for the DMs and the messages I receive from you. Please keep them coming. Give me that feedback. We will be looking for clients to bring on for session 6 to return back to having the coaching sessions on, but I think I'm going to try things a little bit differently this time. And we'll have maybe a couple of different people on for one-off sessions. So yes, if you're interested, reach out to me. Let me know. And yeah, you can DM me or email me info@AnjuaMaximo. Let me know a little bit about what your situation is and we can figure out if this is something that would work for to have you on the show. All right, y'all, season 5, here we go. Blow it up, blow it up, blow it up. Thank you for listening to the Electric Feminine Podcast with me, your host, Anjua Maximo. If you're ready to dive into this work of developing your connection to your goddess energy, of removing those obstacles standing in your way, please reach out at info@anjuamaximo.com, or you can check out my courses available and my private coaching at www.anjuamaximo.com. Be good to you, be good to each other.